Today's show is brought to you by Humidity, the natural enemy of the fat guy.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Why are you up so early?
Don't you remember what today is?
Not really.
Here's a hint.
I like zippers.
National Zipper Day.
Whatever happened to zippers? I miss zippers.
That's right. National Zipper Day.
Got anything against zippers?
Zip it.
Zip me.
Zip it good.
Can you zip me up?
I'm Zippy Longstocking.
Zippers where zippers shouldn't be.
Let's get out there and get zipping.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And you know, and just give it a shot, because there's a couple other Alexa type apps that are out there that you might not even need to enable it. You just say, Alexa, play Radio 434, and boom, there it is. You can get our podcast on the Alexa as well. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You have to throw in the VA. Otherwise, it'll take you to another Mike Show that is really, really boring. And then, well, you can search the Mike Show VA on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music. You can go to RSS.com and search it. You can go to our website, Radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel, and that's where you will find a link to the podcast as well. There's so many ways to reach us and experience what we have to give. We're very giving folk. And you can even watch the show segments on Facebook Live. That's even easier as well. You just click on the Facebook and then go to The Mike Show VA. That's The Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces. And like us, long time. That's good for our Instagram, our YouTube, even our X, Twitter, although I haven't tweeted or X'd anything in a while. And we're also on the MySpace, too, but we don't know how it works. I just didn't want anybody else to grab up the Mike Show VA, so I got the... We're not on the TikTok. Yeah, we're not there. So, I mean, it's not... No, it's not a... No, it's not a political thing. It's...
Hello.
Hi. No, not at all. I just don't know... I just don't know how the TikTok works.
No!
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know... I think I have a firm grasp on the Facebook. I think I've got a fairly decent grasp on the Instagrama. I didn't download the TikTok, and I've never worked with it. So I need Jonathan. I need a young person. See, if I get a young person, then maybe they can school us on the younger types of social media. Anywho's, all right. It is the Monday edition of the program. That means Cammie is going to be joining us from Centra Health. She does a podcast for Centra. It's called And So Much More. You use the ampersand and so much more. And she has so many great guests, and they cover a wide range of topics, health, community, you name it. And it's all brought to you by your friends at Centra Health. So Cammie's going to be joining us in a little bit. We also will have a visit from Josh with the city of Lynchburg. The International Festival is coming up, and that is on May the 4th. So they're going to be joining us, talking about International Festival and what we can expect. It's at City Stadium this year because of the construction at Riverfront Park. I will be one of your MCs, and we'll get down and dirty. We're going to cover everything International Festival. That'll be coming up as well. What else? What else are we doing? Oh yeah, on May the 4th. In the evening, you can join us at Three Roads, and we'll tell you about that coming up as well. We've got May the 4th Derby de Mayo. We're cramming all those things together because it's May the 4th, so that's Star Wars Day, and then the Kentucky Derby is being run, and then the next day is Cinco de Mayo. So on Saturday night, we're just going to celebrate all three. And you're encouraged to dress up as either your favorite Star Wars character, or dress up in your best Kentucky Derby garb. Okay, you know, the Derby hats and the seersucker suits and all that. Or you can dress to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, or bonus points for a combination of all three. If you can pull it off and do a mashup of all three, kudos to you. We're going to have prizes for best costume, prizes for most original, prizes for best couple, and we've got the music of Eli Lev. And Eli is going to be joining us on the show on Friday to promote his concert at Three Roads on Saturday night. So that also means there will not be a mic'd up pop-up concert on Thursday. Okay, so just to let you know, there will not be a mic'd up pop-up concert on Thursday. All right. It is the Monday edition of the program. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
You think you have it rough? Here's another example of real problems of the rich.
I had just gotten my car detailed here at the house, and they parked it right next to the sprinklers. It's got water spots all over the right side. I'm going to call them and give them an earful.
This has been Real Problems of the Rich.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. The Mike Show. I hope everybody's doing well on this Monday. All right, so what does it take to be rich? Anyway, what does it take to be rich?
I'm rich. You're not.
Get ready for that during the whole top list. Okay, just get ready for that. If you've always wanted to be rich, living in West by God, Virginia might be your best bet.
I'm rich. You're not.
A new report looked at how much money you would need to earn to be rich in all 50 states. They defined it as being in the top 5% of earners in your state. The lowest threshold is in West by God, Virginia, where you need to earn $329,000 to be considered rich. Mississippi is next at $334,000, and then New Mexico is $353,000. The most expensive state to be rich in is Connecticut.
I'm rich. You're not.
$656,000 a year, so almost double the earnings required in West Virginia. After that, it's New York State, $621,000. Massachusetts, $617,000. I didn't spell Mississippi. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Then, thanks to inflation and other factors, you'll need to earn a lot more to be rich than you used to. The report found people in that 5% are making around 30% more than they did in 2017.
I'm rich. You're not.
That brings us to our top list. So, with this new list that shows how much money you need to be rich, you need to earn to be rich in all 50 states. So, in response, our list shows how much you need to be a broke ass in all 50 states. So enjoy today's list. It's our top list today. Top signs you're definitely not rich. All right, here we go. Number one, when you press withdraw, the ATM laughs.
I'm rich. You're not.
Top signs you're definitely not rich. Your coupon scissors are dull.
I'm rich. You're not.
Tonight's dinner, roadkill. Leftovers.
I'm rich. You're not.
Top signs you're definitely not rich. Your Tinder profile claims you're rich.
I'm rich. You're not.
You ask your landlord if she accepts ketchup packets.
I'm rich. You're not.
Top signs you're definitely not rich. You're saving up for a trip to the free clinic.
Oh, I'm rich. You're not.
Yeah. Top signs you're definitely not rich. You only shop at the discount aisle at Dollar Tree.
I'm rich. You're not.
Your flip phone is unironic.
I'm rich. You're not.
Top signs you're definitely not rich. Your only bling is the duct tape holding your shoe together.
I'm rich. Yeah. You're not.
You have to inflate your mattress.
I'm rich. You're not.
Shut up. Top signs you're definitely not rich. Trader Joe's screwed your food budget when it raised bananas 23 cents.
I'm rich. You're not.
And top signs you're definitely not rich. The Ukraine sends you aid.
I'm rich. Yeah. You're not.
The Mike Show. I mean, would it have been better if we did that? I guess maybe. I don't know. I'm not redoing it. All right. Coming up, we have news, and then we have not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Jerry Seinfeld turned 70 today. Coincidentally, 70 is also the number of times a day an episode of Seinfeld airs. Ellen DeGeneres is doing a new comedy tour. Disclaimer, any fan who makes eye contact will immediately be removed from the premises. Poppy Harlow is leaving CNN. I can't imagine CNN without Poppy Harlow or with Poppy Harlow. I, like many of you, don't know who Poppy Harlow is. And experts say having a handful of almonds a day reduces fat and keeps your heart healthy. Unless they come inside a handful of fun-size almond joys. This is not headline news.
No, it's
and
not.
And I'm not Poppy Harlow.
You are not. It's the Mike Show. I'm so darn happy you could join us. I'm not Poppy Harlow either. Who the heck is Poppy Harlow? Well, now I want to know. Now I got to Google Poppy Harlow, American journalist. Okay. All right. Here, let's get rid of the downtown tower cam and share screen. Here we go, share screen. There's Poppy for you. There's a montage of Poppy. Okay, now we know. Anywho's, let's look at this. Some people have some strong feelings about this, and most at least have a preference. So if you're ordering a breakfast sandwich, like bacon, egg, and cheese, What is the best possible bread option? Hundreds of people voted and had five options to choose from. They had English muffin, bagel, croissant, a roll, or toast. Just, regular old toast. Around 1 in 7 people said none because they don't like breakfast sandwiches. So they don't count. Of the people who do like breakfast sandwiches, the winner is English muffin. 26% of the vote. After that, it's my preference of a bagel. 23%. Unless I am making an egg sandwich surprise. So if I'm making an egg sandwich surprise, then toast is the preferred bread of choice for an egg sandwich surprise. You don't know what an egg sandwich surprise is? All right, well, let me school you. So I make the egg over easy, and you know, like a dippy egg, you know, like you would actually break the yolk and then it runs out and you can dip the bread. No, but I put that on the sandwich. Okay, and I put melted cheese on top of it, and then I put either turkey or ham, lunch meat style, and it's kind of, and I have made, like a grilled cheese sandwich, and then I've put the egg in there, and if you make it so that it's just over easy, when someone takes a bite of it and they bust into the yolk, the yolk goes everywhere. And so that's your surprise. It's an egg sandwich surprise. Feel free to use that. But you have to have toast. You can't, if you have a bagel, as soon as you put the top of the bagel on the sandwich, it busts. So you have to have toast. It has to be toast. And I've tried it with all kinds of different breads. And just regular bread that you get, you know, just a regular either wheat or white bread that, you know, you buy the loaf of in the store. Just the you know, don't go foo-foo on it. Unless you're going to do a grilled cheese with the egg, then it has to be a harder bread, a little bit of a harder bread. But anyway, so yeah, 21% preferred toast, 20% preferred croissant, and 10% preferred a roll. I actually prefer pizza or leftover pasta from the night before. Wow. I have to, good Lord. Here, take a look at this. I'm going to share this up on screen. Pea-stained jeans. Yep. I wish, honestly, I wish that I had the Billy Madison clip about you're not cool unless you pee your pants. But yeah, look at this. There's a designer clothing brand in the UK
hello,
called Jordan Luca. They just debuted pea-stained jeans. It makes you look like you peed yourself. They made their runway debut last fall. Here, let me see. I might actually have that sound effect on this machine. Let's see. Search. Let's look. Let me search. Okay, no, not National No Pants Day. not crap your pants. No, not pull up your pants. Although, here, maybe this one.
I will pee my pants.
Okay, there we go. But it's still not, you know, the one that I'm looking for. But I guess it'll.
Everybody, Billy peed his pants.
Of course I peed my pants.
That's the one.
Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes, you ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Okay. I'm so glad I derailed the segment to look for that. Anyway, anywho's, they made their runway debut last fall and immediately sold out when they hit their website. That's despite selling them for the insane price. Are you ready for this? $810. That is the most ridiculous thing ever. They have a lighter wash, too, where the stain's not so obvious. So more of an I peed my pants yesterday look. That version went on sale for around $600.
No!
But they're now sold out too. So if you want to look like you just peed your pants, maybe you should do it the old-fashioned way.
Hey, look everybody, Billy peed his pants.
Of course I peed my pants. Uh-huh. Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes, you ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else? What else is in the news or not news? coming up in Stupid Criminals in Dot News, a guy used a Snoop Dogg dummy in the carpool lane. We did that story. This is intriguing by the headline. 10% of people say they have zero interest in squeezing cute things. I can think of some cute things I like to squeeze. But anyway, so if you're one of those people who can't resist the urge to interact with cute stuff, then this is for you. A new poll asked people, when you encounter cute things, like animals or babies... That wasn't what I was thinking, but how often do you feel the urge to squeeze them affectionately? Well, 19% of people said always, 21% said usually, 31% said sometimes, 15% said rarely, and then the 10% we mentioned said they have absolutely, positively zero interest to squeeze anything cute, which is kind of funny. Either you relate or you don't. The demographic of people least likely to restrain themselves from squeezing cute things is Gen Z women living out west, the demographic who doesn't want anything to do with cute babies and animals. Men age 45 and older living in the Midwest. So Gen Z women living out west absolutely positively want to squeeze cute things. I can think of two cute things. Anyway. All right, coming up. What are we going to do? I don't know. We'll do something. Oh, yeah, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now, it's time for...
Five!
Random facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say...
They're bound to say...
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. All right, here we go. Number one. Channing Tatum played a bartender in Ricky Martin's She Bangs video. He was paid $400. Here, let me share this. I found one of the parts in the video. Okay. If you can see this, and I may go full screen with it. I'm going to attempt to go full screen with it. All right, there's full screen. How does that look? Okay. Good. And then we will actually play that part. I'm gonna mute it though, but we'll play that part here. Now watch. There. He just flipped. He was doing cocktail style. Here, let me roll it back. Okay. And then we'll hit it again. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Booty shaking. And then here. And then this. And then now. Look. There he is. Just that clip. He got paid $400 for that. Okay. Number two. House music got its name because it started in a club in Chicago called The Warehouse, 1977. Number three. In America, the Sony Walkman was originally called the Soundabout. Number four. Here, let's get some music in here. Number four. Michael Phelps was rated the second best swimmer in the country in his age group when he was 10 years old. The kid who was number one was Chris Humphreys, who went on to become an NBA player and was married to Kim Kardashian for about 12 minutes. And then number five, the step in words like stepmother or stepchild doesn't come from the fact that you're one step away from being blood related. It comes from an old English word. I said an old English word.
Hello!
There we go. STEOP, which meant deprived of a relative. So orphans were called stepchildren. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
Random facts.
Yeah, the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us on the program today. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition that brings Cammy to the studio.
Hey, guys.
From Centra Health and so much more. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was very chill. We laid low. We had some sickness going on. All of this hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. It finally got us.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah. So we rested.
Eventually it will. All right. Well, it sounds like you had a nice, restful weekend, and that's cool. And had to juggle the kids and some things.
Yes. There was some, what do you call it, tag team. So, you know, I would stay home with her, and my husband and my son would go out, and then we would flip-flop. Because, you know, like, life doesn't stop, not even on the weekend. And so,
no, not at all.
You know, it's a give and take, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm so happy that you're joining us here on a Monday. It makes our Monday a little bit better. And you guys, you're just getting ready to... Are you getting ready to drop the new podcast?
Yes. It's going to be dropping probably around noonish today.
Okay.
And this one was a little bit longer in the works because this is our first Spanish-speaking podcast.
Okay.
And so we had a patient who has relocated from Venezuela.
Do you speak Spanish?
I do not speak Spanish.
Okay.
I wish that I spoke Spanish. I feel like that is a huge missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try it.
Yeah.
But we have incredible interpreters that are available to our patients.
Awesome.
And so we brought one of them in. Her name is Jessie.
Okay.
And she did such an incredible job of not just, you know, telling us what everyone is saying, but really like connecting and helping our guest. His name is Ruben Perez.
Okay.
And he came on to talk about... He had, it was, gosh, I don't even know the name of it. I know the name is fissure, but he basically the veins in his head, like surrounding his brain, they were so engorged that he was having double vision and he had these horrible, horrible headaches. He could not function. And this was when he was in Venezuela.
Okay.
And so he spoke with specialists and they reached out and sent his case to some doctors in the U.S., some doctors in Spain. And everyone was telling him, like, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. We've never seen a case quite this intense. And he was told, you know, go home, make yourself comfortable, spend as much time with your family as you can. Like, there's really nothing we can do. And he had his own business and a family. And so, you know, he kind of made preparations and, you know, he sent his kids over to the United States so that they could have the best opportunity and then ended up coming over himself and kind of came here to be with his family until, you know, his end days.
Mm-hmm.
And through a series of situations, you know, at one point he fainted and his case was sent to a specialist. And so Dr. Elkan, here at Centra, he saw his case and was just so intrigued. And I don't want to tell the whole story, but through a series of just three very minimally invasive surgeries, he was able to completely eradicate what was happening inside of his head. And so Ruben just sharing that, like, he thought his life was over, and he is now, you know, going to watch his kids continue to grow up. And we met as she brought his daughter with her, and
it's amazing.
It was incredible. So thankful.
Yeah. Well, this is tremendous. This will be the first Spanish language podcast that you guys have produced. And it really demonstrates the multifaceted capabilities and the reach and the range. And so you have translators at Centra. How many languages do you know?
Oh gosh, I do not know how many languages. I should have come prepared with
That's okay.
Our interpreters are incredible. Okay. You know, she came in, she immediately was able to connect with the patient and his daughter. His daughter knew a little bit more English than he did, but she was just her Jessie. She was incredible. Okay. She was so ready. She had no idea she was coming in for a podcast. You know, they are told we have a patient we need translating services for. She came in ready to translate for a patient. And we were kind of like surprised. So she was so great. She was able
tremendous.
To come step in. She sat down and, you know, there's a lot of back and forth. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, you know, asking a question, her translating, Ruben answering, her translating, me asking a question, Dr. Elkan. So we wanted to make sure that Ruben was a part of everything that was going on, whether it was a small question, a small explanation. And she was just like, she was on
That's awesome. That's fantastic. The podcast is And So Much More.
Yes.
This one that we're describing right now drops around noon. Mm-hmm. So you can find it pretty much wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
Just search the ampersand So Much More podcast from Centra Health. And you can also go to centrahealth.com and you can learn more. If you just type in And So Much More, just type in podcast, it'll take you to the page and you can link up to it. And you can listen to it and watch it.
Yes. And we hope that you do. Come and listen. We have so many patient stories, just like Ruben. Not all of them will be in Spanish, but hopefully more of them will be. I would love to kind of hit that different audience who can get excluded sometimes, you know.
Absolutely. Well, and this is such a fascinating story because doctors from all over.
It was incredible.
You know, were asked to try and pinpoint a diagnosis or how to help this man.
Yeah.
And it was doctors here at Centra.
Yeah, Dr. Elkan.
That solved the dilemma and boom. And Ruben's doing well.
Yeah, he's doing extremely well. We asked him, you know, what is life like now?
Yeah.
He said he has not had a single, I don't even have a headache anymore.
Wow.
But he was having triple vision. And
nice.
I don't know. I can't imagine trying to function throughout the day like that.
No.
But he was so grateful just to see, like, the compassion between the two, between Dr. Elkan and Ruben.
Yeah.
It's just, I love seeing that connection between a physician and a patient, because it's a very special thing to be able to help someone get their life back.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And So Much More. It's the podcast. Go to centrahealth.com, search for that, or wherever you find your podcast. So what's the rest of the day look like for you?
Well, today I am headed over to the Pearson Cancer Center. I'm going to meet some of our new physicians.
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to that. And then we've just got a full day, photo shoots and just a lot happening over at Centra. And so Mondays, you know, we just come in and we hit the ground running.
Nice. And then when will you produce the next edition of And So Much More?
So we are going to be recording hopefully later on this week.
Okay.
And we're trying to finalize some more details, but we are going to be sitting down with our infectious disease specialist to talk about some of the reoccurring things that we see happening in our hospital systems, just to make people a little bit more aware.
Sure.
Sometimes we don't know what to be careful for, or we don't know why. You know, we tell everybody, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands.
It's like me with my kids.
Yes.
It's... All right. So this is going to sound a little gross.
Oh, no.
Okay? All right. But it's kids. Okay. Kids.
Yeah. Kids are kind of gross.
Kids are gross. They just are. I love them. I love my kids, but they're gross sometimes. So Maddie is, I pick her up from school.
Okay.
And she's been in school all day. And I know that she is probably more aware, and she probably washes her hands a little bit more because I'm a germaphobe. I'm not.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
I'm not quite Howie Mandel germaphobe. Okay. I don't walk around wearing rubber gloves. Okay. I don't, or a rubber glove on my head, but I don't do any of that. But I do wash my hands frequently.
As you should.
Even before the pandemonium, I did.
Okay.
Even prior to that. If I'm going to eat something, I darn well make sure that I've washed my hands.
Yeah.
If I'm out somewhere where we're getting some food, I will make a trip to wherever the restroom is to make sure that I've washed my hands before I sit down and eat.
So you're setting a good example.
I guess. Maybe a little neurotic sometimes. But so Maddie gets in the car. Okay. And she opens up her lunchbox.
Oh no!
And she reaches in and she pulls out a snack and she starts eating it. And then she's licking her fingers.
Oh no! Yeah. Yes.
I'm like, what? I was
napkins
like,
are foreign
Maddie,
concepts.
What did? When was the last time you washed your hands? And she goes,
oh my gosh,
I don't know. I said, no, you're licking your fingers. Please stop.
Did you need to like pull over and compose yourself?
I was just like, don't do that. Stop licking your fingers.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yep. Kids, man. Kids. Yep. All right. So we're looking forward to hearing about the infectious diseases coming up in the next edition of And So Much More. Cammy, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.
We really appreciate it. And we appreciate our partnership with Centra Health and all that you guys do for our community.
Thank you, Mike.
Coming up a little bit later on, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ears. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
And we'll help you live it.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition of the program. And we have some special guests from the city of Lynchburg. And we're going to be talking about an event that's coming up on Saturday that I am very, very happy to be part of. It is International Festival. Hey, gang. How's everybody doing today?
Hey.
Wonderful. Hey. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. So we have Josh, we have Judith, we have Stephanie all joining us if you're listening and not watching us on the Facebook Live. So who wants to start off first and tell everybody what is International Festival?
I can jump in.
All right, Josh.
The International Festival is just a wonderful tradition. We're in our seventh year of this festival, and it's going to be at City Stadium this year. We're so excited. What is the festival itself? It's entertainment, 4 hours of entertainment, live music, live bands, fashion show. It's something for the kids. We have lots of kids' activities. It's over 20 food trucks, and it's almost 40 artisan vendors. So it's almost like three or four festivals all wrapped into one, all celebrating diversity and other cultures.
Now, I understand that, and from participating as one of your MCs for a number of years now, it starts off with the Parade of Nations.
It absolutely does, and it is so exciting to see all of the different flags, and people can come represent a flag. We want you to come represent a flag, and you can go online at our website, and you can request whatever flag you want, or you can bring your own. And you will see at the beginning, the parade is just all of the flags, and they are flying beautiful. They are just, it's vibrant colors. It is exciting. It is a time to bring your children, have them involved. Whatever you want to represent, we want you there to represent your country.
Well, absolutely. And it is such a well put together event, and everything from as Josh mentioned, the artisans, everything from the food, all different cultures getting together. There's so much entertainment as well. Josh, tell us about that. Or Judith. Wow. Judith hasn't jumped in yet.
I'm gonna toss it to Judith. Yeah.
So let me tell you about our lineup of entertainment.
Please do.
So many different people performing. We start off with the Parade of Nations, of course. Then we have an African-American flag dance by Angela Barksdale. We have a Japanese lion and dragon dance by the ones that lead the parade, the Laughing Dragon Kung Fu. Then we have Wordsmith Visions. We have Six Arts Band and Six Arts String Ensemble. We have Quintana and their band as well out of Lynchburg. We have the World of Dance Performing Arts Company, the Little Lynchburg Divas, who are a spinoff of the big Bollywood dancers, the Lynchburg Divas, also C'est La Vie band. We have the Hill City Slaughters. We have Vicente Gonzalez, Raz Rashid, Kumba Dance Ensemble. Then we have a big splash of a fashion show with Indian, Africa, Japanese, and Spanish Latino fashion. And then to round everything off, we have the Social Distance Band, and they're going to close us out for the end of the festival from 2:30 to 3 o'clock.
They are fantastic. I just heard the Social Distance Band this weekend, and they are absolutely positively phenomenal. And all of the entertainers and things that you just mentioned are just fantastic. Having been a part of it for a number of years and seeing the activity, you do not want to miss this. This is such a dynamic event, and it is, as Josh mentioned, it's like four different festivals all put together in one.
Absolutely. Also, really cool, as Judith said, just a host of bands all day long, F-R-E-E, all of them are free. You might have to pay a cover charge somewhere else to go see this type of music, just one of the type of
music. Wait a minute. So you said it's free?
Free, absolutely free. Everything that Judith mentioned, absolutely free.
$3.99, that's what it is,
$3.99. Yep. It is free $99.
Free $99. I also want to mention we have new things this year for the kids.
Okay.
We have souvenir drawstring bags that have the International Festival logo on them.
That is so cool.
They are so cool.
This is just a lovely bag to store all your gear in when you're going about. There are coloring sheets at every school in Lynchburg City where students can fill out a coloring sheet, bring it to the festival, and exchange that for one of these lovely bags.
Nice.
Also, at the festival, we don't want to leave anyone else that may just come to the festival. We have what's called a passport. This will be available at the festival, and it's got names of all these countries of all of the different vendors. Kids can get a passport, check the boxes, up to 10 boxes, and then they swap that in for another festival souvenir. So make sure to bring the family, yes, and come to the festival. So we want to make sure that that we continue the tradition of a family-friendly event, and we support our families in the region, just have a lovely time for everybody.
Well, this is going to be great, and we really are looking forward to International Festival again this year. Judith, you had something to mention?
I was just going to say, Josh might want to particularly say something about the kids area. We have a special area just devoted for kids, so we want you to bring your whole family.
Absolutely. We have set up this festival to be very family friendly from even the way that we set it up. The main grassy area at the festival has a bounce house, free face painting, and lots of other activities and vendors for kids that are F-R-E-E. And the reason why we did that and we had the kids in the grassy area is because we want families to come to bring a picnic blanket, bring a chair, enjoy the music, enjoy the food, and just relax and have a great time. We really are looking at this event as an investment in the city itself, in the people, because the people is, and all of our diversity, all of our different colors and our nationalities and our backgrounds is really what makes us the city that we are.
It certainly does, and could not have said it any better. And to see all of these cultures and all of this diversity coming together in one festival that really is four festivals in one, maybe five. I mean, who knows at this point? And to have it all free, absolutely, positively free is one of the best things. So we really appreciate everything that the city is doing. We appreciate this festival itself. Now, the venue change it's been moved to City Stadium this year.
That's correct. City Stadium, they have provided us. Well, you know, the city owns the stadium as well. So we have worked, of course, with our Hillcats partners to make sure that that area is clear. But it's the same festival area that you might go see other festivals in the city. So we are really excited. Parking is going to be awesome because you can park at the City Stadium parking, and that's also free parking. And then you just walk a short little walk to the festival area where you'll be greeted by a friendly face. You'll be greeted by lots of volunteers that are just all been geared toward helping people have just a great time.
Now, this is tremendous. And, of course, it wouldn't be possible without your sponsors. And if you'd like to mention those, the graphic is generated up on the screen. But for our listeners, if you wanted to mention who your sponsors are.
I'd love to. First of all, we've got some brand new sponsors this year from Genworth and Centra, BWXT, Schrader Pacific, Framatome, Randolph College, Spearman Artisanry, Liberty University International Student Center, the Cries Building, and Christine Avery with the real estate agent that she represents. So this is the biggest slate of sponsors that we've had. And it really does show the commitment that even our local companies, when they catch the vision for something like this event, it really just speaks volumes. And we're really, really proud and thankful that these folks at these companies have said, you know, I want to support this event.
It's a really, really cool event, and we can't say enough. We would love to invite each and every one of you to join us. It's at City Stadium this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And does anybody else have any parting thoughts on the festival?
I just want to say I'm excited about all the food.
Me too. And okay, so I have to say that oftentimes, and oh, here, let me do this. Let me find the graphic, because I want to make mention of this, and I was not quite prepared. Here we go.
I know what you're gonna bring up.
All right, here we go. Look at that. Look at that guy.
A local celebrity. Local celebrities, look at all these. These yep. are our wonderful MCs. We're just so pleased. Again, they're going to keep our party lit, so to speak.
Yep.
And they're going to kind of carry us through the day. I want to also mention something that's really, really important.
I just wanted to mention, Josh, how short my hair is and how dark my hair is in this picture that you found from 2011.
It's not even AI generated, Mike. This is a it's real.
This is the real thing. This is not no AI was used or harmed in the making of this image.
That's what happens when your pictures are public.
Well, that's also what happens when I'm too slow on the uptake to actually get you guys a headshot. So that was my bad and my apologies. But anyway, I'm sorry, Josh. I was interrupting.
No, that was a great commercial break. I appreciate that. So back to our regular schedule.
Back to our regular scheduled programming.
I just want to mention and Judith and Stephanie will like this part too. One of the premium things to watch is the Parade of Nations. So even though the festival entertainment goes from 11 to 3 this year. Please come early. Come as early as 10:30 when the gates open. 10:45 starts our parade. And if you come to the festival space, anywhere that you are in that festival space, you'll be able to see the parade. This is brand new for this year as well. Even, you know, we like looking at the cup half full, right? Even with this change of venue, we realized, oh, wow, what this means is that anybody at the festival will be able to see the entire parade. So we're really excited that's about awesome. That, which we didn't have downtown at Riverfront Park. So
yeah,
we're counting our blessings.
Absolutely. Well, I love the fact that, you know, in years past, it would come down the Bluff Walk and it was, it was always that thing to look forward to. But you're right. You either had to be at one end of the park. You had to be up where the Bluff Walk lets out in order to actually really see and really appreciate the size and scope of the parade. But from this year, you'll be able to see it from everywhere. Tremendous. All right. Well, gang, thank you so much. Thank you for the invite. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to yet another international festival. It is coming up on Saturday, May the 4th. Look for it. If you search for International Festival on social media, or if you just Google International Festival Lynchburg, you'll learn all about it. And it is absolutely positively free. So there's no reason that you can't come out and celebrate with us. Gang, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Any parting shots or are we out?
We're out. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. Oh, hi there. Oh, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you're going to like it. All right. According to a new study, 42% of Americans support the government's ban of TikTok. Here is the latest PSA about the platform.
Are you aware of the dangers lurking on your child's phone? TikTok, the addictive app that's captivating young minds everywhere, may not be as harmless as it seems. TikTok promotes cyberbullying, inappropriate content, and even data privacy concerns. It's time to take action. Protect your children from the negative influences of TikTok. Together, let's make a stand for a safer online environment. Sincerely, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
What? All right, cicadas are swarming the South in what's being called the biggest invasion in centuries. Animal Planet is ready to explore the infestation.
Tonight on Animal Planet, the premiere of The Cicada Hunter.
G'day, mate. Cicadas emerge every 17 years to reproduce, so I'm going to hold one to my ear to determine what they're saying. Okay. Yeah, it's saying, let's get it on, Hoochie Mama. And this one? This one says, I want to grind on that booty all night long. As for this one, whew, crikey, I can't repeat that on TV.
The Cicada Hunter. And after that, it's the premiere of The Cicada Hunter After Dark.
And this one is saying, show me your sweet of.
That's tonight on Animal Planet, your home for horny bugs.
Anyway. All right, let's go to viral videos. Is this the weirdest telephone hotline from the past? Somebody dug up an old 1980s ad for a hotline that you'd call to just cry. It cost $2 for the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute to listen to someone tell you a sob story.
What makes people all over America break down and cry like this? Call 1-900-9099-CRY and hear it for yourself. $2 for the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. If you're under 18, ask your parents before you call. 1-900-9099-CRY.
Nebraska and Iowa got slammed by tornadoes over the weekend. Some storm chasers posted crazy footage of one crossing a highway. It ends with them finding an overturned semi and checking on the driver. Here, listen.
Wow. Semi's overturned up here. Hey, let's get up to the sky real quick.
I got the med kit in the car if you need it.
Put it on your hazard right now.
Hey, you guys will help.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh my God.
He's okay.
Good Lord. Let's see. A man in Pennsylvania got a tax bill in the mail last week saying that he owed the state $34 billion. Here's Barry Tangert talking about getting the massive bill.
I knew it was an obvious blunder. I don't even make over 100K a year, so there's no way I could owe anything near that. Well, the first thing he said was, you had a good year. And I said, I wish.
Yeah. The Pennsylvania Department of Revenue says the issue has been resolved, and there was an error on one of the numbers that was put into the system. Just one. Let's see. We're going to save that one for stupid criminals. Let's skip that. We are going to go to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Jerry Seinfeld turned 70 today. Wow, I didn't realize he was that old. And in his last comedy special, he was already thinking about how things would be in his 70s. Here you go.
When you're in your 60s, people ask you to do something, you just say no. No reason, no excuse, no explanation. I can't wait for my 70s. I don't even think I'll answer. I like this time. It's relaxing. I don't want to grow. I don't want to change. I don't want to improve at anything. I don't want to expand my interests, meet anyone, or learn anything I don't already know. I don't lie in restaurants anymore. How is everything? I don't like it here. A lot of people around my age like to make a bucket list. I made a bucket list, then I turned the B to an F, and I was done with that, too. I just want you to have that option. You can either check off all your items or change one letter at the top. You're in a lazy boy watching a ball game.
There you go. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got a good news story for you. We'll share that as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
Time once again for stupid criminals in news. Here, check this out. So this guy. Well, Snoop Dogg got busted near L.A. for trying to cheat the carpool lane last week. Now, actually, it wasn't really Snoop, and that was the problem. Some guy got pulled over on Wednesday with the likeness of Snoop in his passenger seat. and he set it up with a hoodie and sunglasses. People online think he might have used a Snoop Dogg Halloween mask. Either way, it was really fairly realistic. The officer that pulled him over snapped a photo of it and cited the guy for multiple carpool lane violations. The California Highway Patrol posted the photo on Instagram. And then there is this. A Utah woman is facing sexual battery charges after pulling down a teenager's skirt because she felt it was too short and it was showing too much cheek. Here is a clip from a video taken of the incident featuring Ida Ann Lorenzo scolding the teen after she allegedly pulled her skirt down.
I happen to work for the state, and if I have to watch your cheeks hanging out again, I will call CPS.
Okay. Yep. And then there is good news because there is so much stupidity out there. Let's go with this one. Hot dogs saved a guy's life in Omaha, Nebraska on Friday. A tornado destroyed his house, but he was out buying hot dogs at a gas station when it happened. Here is Jason talking about it.
You know, I was at the gas station getting hot dogs, and it saved my life. So hot dogs saved my life. You know, count your blessings. Be glad there's no fatalities in the neighborhood, I heard. And family's safe. Stuff can be replaced, but family's everything.
Absolutely. And that is the good news. Let's do this. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. We had an absolute blast at the United Way 5K on the runway. It was their fourth annual race. That was on Saturday evening. It was an evening race. They had an after party. The Social Distance Band was our band. And not only did they play for the after party, but they actually played during the race. And we had some bonkers technology set up. The folks from the Academy Center of the Arts had set up the sound. Derek, just an absolutely positively great job. Out on the runway that was pumping the music from the Social Distance Band that was inside the Banker Aviation hangar, and it was so cool because not only was it just it was wireless, but it had a time delay so that it would sync up perfectly with the band inside, and it was incredible technology. So Social Distance Band played. There was free food from Sheets and Pepsi, donated waters, and it was just a tremendous event. 500 plus runners, plus spectators. It was just a phenomenal fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia, and I really appreciate those guys inviting me and asking me to be the MC again this year. So yes, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information and see how you can get involved with the United Way. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?